Shaban is about to end. It could be that tomorrow night is the final night of Shaban. After that, Allah Ta'ala knows best. That will it be the nights of Shaban, or will we get the morning of Shaban? Every month has its blessings and greatness, unique, that at that time a person attains, and what is available to that person at that time. Every day, do not consider it to be the same. Don't consider every minute to be the same. Don't consider every second to be the same. Every moment, Allah Ta'ala sends down a unique glory, separate, different. And on those people, upon those people who are seeking that, who are looking for that, who illuminate their batin, their inner state, inner self, and Allah Ta'ala's glory and His tajalliyat, His splendor, Allah allows to come onto their hearts, into them. And that person absorbs that. He doesn't realize at that time, but when he goes to the grave, then those same tajalliyat and magnificence and brilliance of Allah, they emanate from that person from within and they come in front of him. So this that is said time and time again, Shaban has come, this is the date of Shaban, the moon is coming. Allah Ta'ala has made a system, cycles. The objective for this is that every second and minute is unique and it is valuable. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala, why did He need to create these systems and the cycles? Allah Ta'ala says that the systems and the cycles and the moon and the sun to rise and set, and the timings are signs for those who are ulil albab, the people of understanding, people of wisdom and understanding. They take benefit of these things and accumulate them, gather them. So what I was saying was that Shaban, whatever we needed to attain from Shaban, alhamdulillah, the people who wanted to, they acquired that. They didn't waste their mornings, they didn't waste their evenings. And with dhikr, with the assistance of dhikr, they spread out their hearts in front of Allah. So I'd like to say this, that it is possible, it is mumkin that tomorrow's morning is the final morning of Shaban. This month of Shaban, it could be the final morning of Shaban. And those angels that came only for Shaban, their shift, then tomorrow it could be that they put their belongings together, pull their bedding together and to depart. So don't waste tomorrow's morning. Don't waste tomorrow morning. Definitely attend the dhikr tomorrow. And tomorrow's dhikr, obviously, at the moment I'm addressing those people who are physically present, who live here, who can come here. But those who are far and they are in different countries and different regions, they can't physically come. Don't worry. Inshallah, online, totally it's the same situation like that. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want any of His seekers to remain thirsty. Allah Ta'ala knows that this person, my seekers, where is he? Which place is he living in? Allah Ta'ala, to quench their thirst, Allah also allows the drops of His rahmah to come unto them. So my friends, tomorrow morning, I don't know if Allah will give health. First, let's do dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah gives us health and goodness and well-being and give us the morning. Who knows, you could get sick or whatever may occur. Well, there's no guarantees there. So, but we should make a plan, make a schedule, make a niyyah, make an intention. Even if you can't come then, after that, due to some reason, excuse, then that niyyah will be useful for us, the intention. So let's make niyyah, intention that the morning is a great morning. With this, keeping this in mind, that it could be the final morning of Shaban. This sun won't come again, which will come out tomorrow in the morning. That sun won't come again. Who knows, it could be the last Shaban in our life. So thinking this, that the sun tomorrow that will rise of Shaban, and until Ishraq, at the time of Ishraq, the rahmah mercies will descend. So for that tomorrow, prepare, definitely tomorrow's dhikr. Come here, those who are local, attend, arrive here, definitely arrive here. My duty is just to announce and explain the rest. It's in whatever's in your destiny. I don't force anybody, I don't pull anybody along. I just explain and share with you so that the individual doesn't lose out. That I didn't know what to do. What are from the adab of dhikr, the manners of dhikr, there's also one that when a person arrives to dhikr, to the gathering, then just like in salah, that the beginning of salah, if you come and join the salah in the beginning, you get a different status. Whoever comes through during the middle of salah, he'll get a different grade, if he doesn't have an excuse. If he has an excuse, then Allah will give the reward in advance. Because he had the niyyah to come, but maybe he was delayed in doing wudu. Whilst he was doing wudu, blood came out of his mouth or from his nose, and he wanted to arrive on time. According to the time, arriving on time, he was preparing on time, but he arrived to salah late. So what hisab will Allah give to him? Allah will give him the same hisab, the same reward, for as if he had came in advance early. The thawab, the reward. So this is that those who arrive early in salah, then the thawab is the person who comes during the middle of salah, who comes late or near the end, he can't get the same reward. So this principle totally is the same, and it applies to all ibadat, worship of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, "Fafirru ila Allah," run towards Allah, hasten towards Allah quickly. This is the run. This is the hastening. The dhikr of Allah's majalis, the gatherings of dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, the same principle applies. Whoever comes first, early, he will get this much, and those who come during the middle, they won't get the same. Those who come during the middle, or after two verses are completed, then they come afterwards. Subhanallah. The enjoyment for this dhikr is that time that you're sitting in position, and dhikr starts after that. Subhanallah. If you come late, then your durood, you've missed it. You delayed your durood, you've missed it. Subhanallah, one durood sharif to recite. Do you know what is the thawab for one durood sharif? One durood, is this a minor loss that you arrived late? But if you have a path that you've adopted, then for that, you should assign yourself fully for that. Give yourself over fully. Then why are you praying salah in another masjid? Then pray salah here, where you should be arriving early, and you get the first part of dhikr gathering, you acquire it. Yes, where you will get the great things of the hereafter, then you should pray your salah at that place, at that location. You're praying salah. You have to go to Maghrib, the west of the city, and you're in the south of the city praying salah. What sort of preparation is there? These all nets and traps of shaitan that make a person lose out from the real essence of the of his what he wants to get. He takes him out from that, loses out. So my duty is to share this with you, explain that the best is to be in the beginning of the majlis. The initial part of the majlis is most beautiful. So would you like if that you go to a feast to eat a meal and you arrive there late, or the rogan is left out, or good meat pieces are left out, or chicken roast has gone, it's already been eaten when you arrive there late? Is that feast good, or is the feast better that you're waiting and in front of you the mat's being laid and mashallah the food is being presented to you from the beginning? What will you enjoy? You'll enjoy that better, this where you arrive in advance. So when the dhikr starts, the angels come and they sit and they take their positions, their seat. After sitting, then they establish, they give them when the dhikr start, then all the thawab they get, the people, the angels do this. So we are coming late, 10 minutes late, 5 minutes late, or halfway through dhikr, half the kalimat have been recited. Is this a minor loss? Then what would you come here to do? If this is your niyyah intention, this is the hisab, and this is your effort, then my brothers, what will we attain then, really? This path is the path of effort and love. This is the path of love, this path. This path Allah Ta'ala has made this for the people of love. Why? Because to attain love, you need to demonstrate love. Remember this, mutual. Yeah? Yes, for Allah Ta'ala's love, if you're seeking that, then you need to demonstrate love in this path that you're practicing. With love you will acquire. So come with love. So this is what I wanted to share with you. Because alhamdulillah, in front of you are listening to me, and some people are right at the back, and the speaker, you can hear me, but in the morning sometimes someone's reading Quran and people are doing other ibadah, so we can't put the speaker on. But something's come in my heart that I want to share, that when I speak, then in this, what do you need to do? Then the speaker's not on at the time, is it? So you're going to complain then? Are you going to complain? Oh, we can't hear, I'm sat at the back, we can't hear what's going on. Subhanallah. Yes, it's surprising to hear this. Then if you can't hear when you're sitting in the back, then come to the front. Is there police at the front? Why are you not coming to the front? Is there some border here that doesn't allow you to come? If you can't hear when you're at the back and you need to listen, you want to listen, it's very valuable and you need that advice, then come to the front. Come closer. Come more closer to me where you can hear easily, so that I am speaking for you to listen. So why are you making a complaint? You're complaining, I can't hear at the back. Then what should you do? If you can't hear, then come to the front. Come further forward. Do you understand what I'm saying? Or should I come closer to you? No, you please come to us. We're sat leaning at the back against the wall,
Yes, we'll hear Ummi. Why can't we hear what you're saying? Hazrat Sahib, tell him to speak louder. How can Hazrat Sahib speak louder? The amount of energy I have, that's how much I'll speak, isn't it? Yes, but you don't want to move from there. Yaar, will you get the fares of Allah like this, my brothers? Then this is the same effect of the Yahud, Musa alayhi salam's qawm, they had this effect. This was the drama and the complaints they made. So Allah Ta'ala explained all the waqiyat in the Quran, that why did Allah mention these events, that don't you become like this, Allah says. Don't you become ungrateful servants like this. Yes, be grateful servants of Allah. Be grateful servants. Allah's ni'mah, understand that you want to attain them. So hopefully you'll understand what I've said. What will you do if you can't hear from the back? What will you do? You're going to complain? Or are you going to come forward to the front? Come to the front. If you can hear, then fine, sit there. The words are arriving to you. You needed to listen. You've listened. And those who are in front, if somebody is ears, you can't hear, then come even more forward. Come closer. Come close that way you can listen, where you can hear. There's no problem, no prohibition. The objective is this, that you listen. That's the objective. Allah Ta'ala has allowed me to say these words for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. So these old points, minor, small points, alhamdulillah, very valuable things that will make your hereafter our hereafter. That's why we gather together. But it's fine, pray salah, you leave the masjid, even then there'll be jannah, inshallah. The thawab, you've earned it. But this is extra bonus for those who want extra jannah, higher jannah, more jannah. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامِ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ What does Allah Ta'ala say? وَلِمَنْ خَافَ That he who fears me, what will he get? Two jannah, two paradise. Yes, that for the fear, voila, two jannah, everyone else will get one, you will get two, because you did extra over and above, extra effort. He did extra work. Allah says, whoever works extra, more, he'll get more reward. So this is the extra effort for you. So come extra then, in time, or are we going to be foolish and not do that? Have determination, courage, that this candle, Allah knows best how long it will be there. Otherwise, if it blows out the flame, when the flame goes, what happens? Then just the smoke is left, isn't it? That's it. But the light ends. Yes, very valuable times of life, make them. Make your hereafter, make your grave and work hard. Yes, this is just a low level effort, not arduous. Come early, on time, come before dhikr starts, where you are going to do dhikr, the majlis is going to take place, pray salah there, so that your one moment doesn't go to waste for dhikr. You get double, triple thawab, and that's why your jannah will become double. But we're lazy, negligent, 10 minutes more I'll sleep because salah is late here, local to me, I'll pray salah late, I'll get to dhikr. This doesn't go, my brothers. You're wasting your time in this way, you're wasting time. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Recite the Durood Sharif.